Highest premium per applications in the country. So his organization, when the apps come in, more premium per app than anybody else in the country. Mr. Jay Channing, come on up.
Ago. My name is Jay Chan. I'm from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. For you that need a little bit of a geography, it's a small state. It's about an hour and a half from where the Sopranos live, and it's about 5 miles outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I've been asked to talk to you about the characteristics of our $250,000 producers. That is an elite status, folks. This is a people or persons that are committed, dedicated, and courageous. It might be difficult to pick them out in a crowd. Some of them are male, some of them are female. Some of them are big, some of them are small. Some of them are tall, some of them are short. Some of them wear facial hair, not the women. But you're gonna see them Saturday evening parade across the stage earning income rings, getting diamonds in their rings. And it is not their physical appearance, but it's the drive that they possess within themselves to serve their fellow man, to protect American families. Their income is simply a byproduct of doing their job exceptionally well. The money comes by doing your job exceptionally well. They do not view themselves as being in the insurance business. Folks, their mindset is that they own an insurance business, and they take pride in ownership. They don't view themselves as just a producer. They view themselves as a business owner. Now, this is not work for them. This is a crusade, a strong, passionate belief to protect American families. It's a specific cause. They want so much to share their knowledge and protect families. And they're so entrenched in this that they believe so strongly in the products that they're selling that they own it themselves. It's a shame that there are people in this room that do not own a product that we sell. These people that produce at a $250,000 level are in an elite status. They view their responsibility not only to protect themselves, but to protect their families, their friends, their neighbors. And the fact of the matter is, if they're willing to protect all the people that they care about in their lives, something else happens as a crusader. They also want to bring them into the National Agents Alliance opportunity, and they recruit them to earn income as well. The $250,000 producer is really unique. They are privileged to be on our LEAD program, and National Agents Alliance is very big on their LEAD program, but it's a privilege to work it. They view each lead as a family that is asking for help. They are requesting help from somebody. And the $250,000 producer is going to do what it takes to help protect that family. If that means making 150 to 300 dials a week, they do it. If that means knocking on their door, they do it. If they need to drive 3 to 5 miles like Ed Orell was expressing, they do it. Their goal is to protect families. Folks, we have people flying across the country to protect families. How noble is that? They are looking to work forward and cultivate a business model. They rise above criticism and rejection. Folks, just because they're making $250,000 a year, they still are faced with criticism and rejection. Not every phone call that they pick up the telephone and talk to somebody do they book an appointment. they face rejection. Not every presentation that they make are they successful, but they learn from these opportunities. They learn how to hone their craft to improve upon themselves so that they can better serve their man at another occasion. The biggest thing that I think that they have that's a distinct advantage is that they have goals and a clear vision. The reason so many individuals fail to achieve their goals in life is that they never set them in the first place. There are many of you out here today that do not have a goal or a vision or a plan. You're just shotgunning it. You're just thinking that you will just get by. The $250,000 producer has a game plan. They have an action plan. They have a 10-year vision, a 5-year vision, a 1-year goal, a quarterly goal, a monthly goal, a weekly goal. But here's the key to it. They are held accountable to their goals. They share it with their family and their growing upline manager. They do this so that they can be held to the fire, so that they know that there are other people that are banking on them to do their profession well. And folks, we're talking about a $250,000 producer. Can you imagine receiving a commission check for $5,000 for 1 week's worth of work? What would that do for you and your family? Now imagine the fact that you receive that $5,000 commission check week in and week out. That's impressive. What would that do to your family's lifestyle? It's just a pathway of doing your job properly. It's not a fact about making money at that level. It's about serving the fellow man and protecting American families. They have a clear picture of where they are today and a vision of where they want to go. They constantly keep their vision in sight in order to make small adjustments. Folks, if you never leave the basics, you don't have to go back to the basics. But we forget sometimes that in our presentations, we get bored with ourselves and we start to change it a little bit. And we forget that the client is hearing us for the first time. You cannot lose sight of the fact of what you are doing in that house when you're sitting kneecap to kneecap with a family. They are looking for your help. Otherwise, they would have never sent back that request for coverage. So if you need to make changes, make them quickly. The quicker the change, the better. It's like pulling off a band-aid, do it in one fell swoop. The first step to a goal is a dream. Your dream is the glue that holds all the effort together. The day you start setting goals is the day that you're closer to success. Do not put it off and get serious about your future. It's a commitment. You have to have specific goals in a specific time frame to reach them. They just can't be, you know, my friend Alex Fitzgerald says that he's never lost in anything, he's just run out of time. That's just the attitude. It's always a learning process because we are going to have some shortfallings and we need to learn by them. Because what we do is so serious. Without us going into the home and protecting families, if tragedy strikes, that family is going to be uprooted. They're not going to have a place to live. Their kids are not going to go to the school district that they chose. They're going to have to be uprooted and leave their friends. Folks, the $250,000 producer is just doing it better than most. They're doing it exceptionally well. You need to maintain a positive outlook and attitude. You know, negative people just drain your batteries. Ever around a negative person? The conference is early now, but as Andy mentioned, there are going to be people that are going to start to meander, take bathroom breaks, have conversations out in the hallway. They are not growing. They're not learning. They're not plugging into the system. People buy from people who are positive, confident, and excited. It's contagious. They're excited about their business and how great their future is. You need a total effort to look at life in a positive way, and you need to build a winning attitude. Not only will you sell more, but you're going to wind up attracting people to the NAA opportunity. Because if it's so good for the $250,000 producer, isn't it good enough for their friends, their family? Mr. Stephen Davies is a great crusader of the cause. He was not only an exceptional producer, but he figured out what a great opportunity. Not so much that he wanted to keep it to himself, but he shared it with his brothers. He shared it with his best friends. He shared it with his father. That is a crusader for the cause. The $250,000 producer always has the end in mind. They are always figuring out what course of action they need to take to get what they're aspiring to achieve. The biggest thing that I think that the $250,000 producer does is that they resource themselves. They invest both time and money back into themselves and their business. Remember, it's a business. They are shaped by the people. Thank you. They plug into NAA's weekly conference calls every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're in Central Time, right, Fitz? 12 o'clock. You know what? I've been listening to Philip Hudgens' conference call from the first time he had it, and I still listen to it every week. And I learn something every week from it. If I can learn something from it, then you certainly can learn something from it. You should not be booking appointments when NAA is having conference calls. They resource themselves by hanging out with people that they can associate with that have positive attitudes. They also are committed to enriching their lives by reading books. They read typically a book a month. And that's how they learn and grow. In fact, they turn their car into a traveling university by plugging into CDs and MP3s. Folks, the store is right outside. There are plenty of CDs and DVDs that you can purchase this weekend at discounted prices. Do not be foolish. Purchase them. Listen to them. Share them with your other fellow friends and agents. The interesting thing that I find about the $250,000 producer is that they view the mortgage protection sale as the first sale in the house, and that there's still additional business to be had. Because America is vastly underinsured, folks, and we're just skimming the surface when we help protect their home with mortgage protection. But their family protection is still not ready and complete. So one of my suggestions to you is you visit the KIT marketing program that's outside. And no matter if you have 5 clients or 5,000 clients, that you make sure that they receive a letter from you with your picture, your signature, your telephone number, and let them receive that every month from you, letting them know of all the products, services, and benefits that you can offer them. And if you do that, your clients will come back to you. They will also refer you other business. That's why we can have care ratios explode if we just simply get referrals and get additional business in the same household. I just want to leave you with one thought, and that thought is simply this. Are you willing to do today what others won't so you can live tomorrow like others can't? I'd like to thank you for your time. It's been a privilege.